Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I love you, Lord. Can you tell him that this morning? I love you, Jesus.
Lord, I love you.
With my heart.
Praise
with my heart this morning. I love you because you first loved me. Lord, you have proved yourself over and over and over again to us.
Over and over.
You've been a faithful Father. You've been a good God. With your mercies, the multitude of your mercies, the abundance of your grace, I know that I can make it. I've served you, Lord, for over 46 years. You've done me nothing but good. I've had my good times. I've had my bad. I've had my low places. I've had deep valleys I didn't think I'd ever get through. Couldn't even see the light of day. But God was right there all the time. Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn to here into Psalms 121. Psalms 121. And I want you, when you find that, hold it there, because I'm going to read something before I get there. Psalms 121. I'd like to deal this morning with our perception of life and keeping our eyes on God. The perception of life. Now in Psalms 31 and the 31st chapter of Psalms, just hold your place, the psalmist David, praying to the Lord, said to him, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust." T-R-U-S-T. I put my trust in you. I can't trust anything. I can't really trust people. The government, they can let down. My trust is in you. He said, "For thou art my rock and fortress." What a solid foundation. "I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. For thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities." What are you saying, King David? Lord, you know all about me. In all of my troubles, in all of my adversities, in all of my hard times, in all of my troubles, you've been with me through it all. Those times when I could not see you, Lord, those times I could not feel you, you kept your eyes on me when I couldn't know and I didn't know where you were. You were with me through it all. David said, "You've known me, Lord, in my adversities, in my hard trials, my hard times. You knew where I was and you cared for me." Can you say this morning that he still cares? He still is moved with compassion. Hallelujah. His compassion's fail not. They're new every morning that I wake up. Hallelujah. David said, "My steps had well nigh slipped." He said, "But thy mercy, oh Lord, held me up." How many's ever had times when the Lord reached down to you and lifted you back up? I'm telling you, it's our perception. It's how we view things in a time like this and all the troubles and the bad news that you hear, and the politics and the diseases and the pestilences, the earthquakes and fires are burning everywhere, droughts and floods and hurricanes are sweeping in. I put my trust in thee, O Lord. I tell you, we need God in this hour. Don't get your eyes around the things that are going on around you. Don't get your eyes on people. It's time to look up. Raise your little hand and say, "It's time for us to look up." Jesus said, "When you see all these things are coming to pass," he said, "lift up your head and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh." I'm telling you, we're just about home. The Lord is getting ready to come any day, any hour. He's a coming for his church. It looks bad right now, but there's a brighter day coming. The clouds has filled and the mist have come, but I'm telling you, there's coming a breakthrough. The darkest clouds over you will open up for his glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to have to settle down here. I need to teach this. Listen real close. our perception. You got natural eyes, and your inner man's got eyes. Spirit man's got eyes. Our perception means everything in serving the Lord. It's how we see and view things that determines our hope or our hopelessness. Our natural eyes can fail us, that we'll miss those things around us.
Yes.
But oh, if our spiritual eyes give out, that we cannot see God, we've really lost our way. Everything then becomes hopeless and without meaning. Listen, in this dark hour, whatever you do, keep your eyes on God and His Word, and He will see you through. If you look, think on, and view the things going on in this world around you, it'll take away your hope and drown your faith. Stay focused on the Lord. Keep praying, trusting, and praising Him, and He will see you through.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
Yeah.
I trust on you. I trust you.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I gave you my life. I turned my soul over to you. And I trust you. You're my healer. You're my keeper. You're my provider. You're my way maker. You're my lifter upper. You're still my savior. You're still my deliverer. You're still my shield. Oh God, He's everything we need this morning. Oh Lord, help us. Psalms 121, listen. David said, I will lift up, what? Mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Can I tell you this morning? We just need to look up.
Yes.
What is it about a mountain? What is it about Rocky Mountains? What is it about the Smoky Mountains? What is it about all of these big, huge mountains? Let the fog roll in. Let the heavy rains come. Oh, that, what was it, that one man? He said, I was a traveling to the hospital. And he said, I was going to visit somebody that had cancer, and they were dying. Philip Keller, it was. And he tells about going to see this man that's dying of cancer. He lived up there in the Northern Rockies. He said, on that road, he said, that morning, he said, the fog had rolled around and come, and he said, it hit the mountains that I could not see the mountains. He said, I looked at the highway in front of me on the way to the hospital. He said, I thought to myself, that the Holy Ghost began to deal with him and said, David, said, you're going through a fog. You're going through trial, and it seems like you can't see me clearly. But look over there. Can you see those mountains? David was talking to the Lord. Said, no, but I've been through here many, many times, Lord, when the sun was a shining, and when it wasn't raining, and when the fog was lifted. He said, I could still see those mountains. I could see the grandeur of those mountains. And the Lord spoke to him and said, the fog and the rain that you see now, and said, is hid the mountain from your view. But David, you come through here another day. You come through here tomorrow. The rains will leave. The clouds will lift, and that same mountain that it's been there for all those eons of ages of time, you'll see the mountain again. Can you say, Lord, it's still there? The rains cannot dissolve the mountains. The snows and the heavy winds cannot chisel it away. What's David has said? He said, in the times of my trouble, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. It ain't so much the hills, but the hills represent, and the mountains represent, the might and the power of an almighty God. The God that made the mountains is a keeping me. He never moves. He never falters. He never shakes. Hallelujah. Nothing can move God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Nothing can move Him.
That's how big our God is that we serve.
Yes.
Mountains. You just see the grandeur of it. I love the Smoky Mountains. I'll tell you what, Mary and I, we go, I don't know how many times since we've been married, we've been down there. We took our honeymoon down in the Smoky Mountains, and I'm sure you all probably been there too. And we parked there in that big old high place, and we walked 3/4 of a mile or a mile all the way up to Clemens Dome. And out on that overlook, we looked, and you could see for miles all the way around. Look way down in the valleys. There's just something about mountains and being high and lifted up. You know what your prayers do to you when you really, really have a good prayer? It clears the fog away.
Yes.
There's just something about that mountain that God sets you when you have a good prayer. You pour your heart out to Him. In that prayer, you're ascending. You're ascending into those heavenly places, and you keep praying and seeking God's face. And you begin inside of your heart. You're climbing. You're reaching. You're going to higher ground to see God. There's nothing like a mountaintop experience when you get there. Your view is not clouded. You can see all around you. It's clear. Your surroundings are clear. You're high and lifted up. You're up on the mountain. Can you say, Lord, let me have it that high place. Lord, let me inhabit that high place. Let me know you in your glory, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something about prayer. Don't quit praying.
Come on now.
Don't quit praying. Keep trusting. Keep doing what you know to do. The fog will lift. Glory to God. There was a woman one time who had trouble with her eyes. Wouldn't a Jew die? Sister Diane was telling about trouble with your eyes. She had trouble with her eyes. She had a desk job where she had to stare at her computer screen all day long and work in the computer. It caused a strain on her eyes, and they would blur till she developed bad headaches, just blurred. She called and got her an appointment with an eye doctor. She went in and sat there, and he said, well, what brings you in here? She said, I've got trouble. I can't hardly see. I've got a desk job. A strain on my eyes, and said, my eyes go blurred, so I've been keeping headaches. She told him, she said, doctor said, my office where I work is at the foot of the tall Blue Ridge Mountains in Tennessee. That's where my office is. And she said, I could turn around through that big window. She said, I can see the big tall mountains. She said, I see the towering mountains through my window. The eye doctor told her, he said, ma'am, can I tell you something that'll help you? And she said, yeah, doctor, what would it be? He said, once every hour, he said, I want you to get up from that chair and get away from that screen that you're looking at. I want you to walk outside, and I want you to stare and look and focus on that far distant mountain. All you need is to give your eyes a rest. Ma'am, gaze up at the mountains. And your eyes will refocus. It'll relax them, and they'll readjust. She went back and she found that practice to help, as she faithfully did what the doctor prescribed. And her eyes healed. Her headaches went away. She learned the secret of looking up and focusing her eyes on higher things.
Yes.
Troubles, problems in the family, sickness, bad news, health problems. Look at the things we look at. Trouble, chaos. We need to get away from it and go into that secret place and pray and get refocused. We looked at natural things, but it's just about drowned us out spiritually. We've looked at the problems. We've looked at the pain. We look at our losses. We look at our trials. And we're developing headaches. We're getting blurred in our spiritual vision. Where's God? All you need is to get away and pray and get in the Word of God. I believe it'll clear up the spiritual eyes. I believe these things that tie us down and make us nervous and take away our sleep and our rest and fuse us with fear, I believe it can go away if we'll just refocus. Raise your hand and praise Him. I need to learn to look up. I gotta look up to God.
Yes, Lord, help us, God.
Jesus. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The devil would like to push you off on your feet. Did you know that?
Yes.
Matter of fact, if he can't push you off on your feet, he'll stop you from walking.
Right.
He'll hold you back from traveling. A lot of emphasis in God's word is upon the feet of a man. Oh, Lord, it's not in man to guide his own self, but it's the Lord that directs the steps of a Christian. Raise your little hand, praise Him. Oh, Lord, guide my steps, God. I guide my steps. I don't want anything to hold me back from traveling for You, walking with You, Lord.
Right.
Holy Lord, holy, holy. You will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Listen. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. How many believes that God's awake?
Amen.
He never sleeps. He never slumbers on the throne. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Glory. He's the keeper. I'm here this morning because He's kept me. You're sitting in those seats because God has brought you to this point. He's kept you. The Lord is thy shade up on thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So let's ask the psalmist David and call him back if we could. Oh man, after God's own heart, what are you telling us in this psalm, David? David would tell you, the Lord is my helper. The Lord has been my keeper. Hallelujah. I have learned to look to Him. I've had my share of troubles. I have had my problems. I've been knocked down and I've been brought low. I have learned to keep a looking up. Hallelujah. My secret in all of my trials and even in my faults and my failures, I've kept right on a looking up to my God. He has never failed me. He's kept me from being utterly cast down and destroyed. I've been down more than a time or two, but His mercy has lifted me up. He's brought me out of the pit. He's delivered my feet from sinking in the mire. It's His grace that has kept me from my mother's womb. From the time that I was born, He's kept me going. The devil and evil men would have liked to snuff me out a long time ago, but I keep right on a looking up. I keep right on a trust in my God. I keep a holding to His hand.
and he's never ever failed me. Can you say that this morning? I went through a lot of things, and I've suffered a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things, and I had a lot of experiences, but the Lord has been my helper. The Lord has been my keeper. I give him a wave offering this morning. He's a good God. He is, hallelujah, a mighty one. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Take this message home with you and tell that lying devil to get off of you. He's ruled with your mind.
Yes.
He's troubled you, trying to steal your sleep and fill you with fears. Tell him, my God's bigger than you, devil.
Right.
Can you tell us some more, David? I sure can. I want you to look at the next psalm. If you got your Bible open with you, turn to the next psalm. I've never had a message to be given to me this direction, this way. I have never. I've preached for 40 years. I have never had it come like this. We're going from Psalm 121 now to 122. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's always been my heart's greatest desire to go to God's house. Hallelujah. It's in the sanctuary that I see the Lord high and lifted up. My view of everything changes when I'm in God's house. My perception of life is different when I'm in God's house and in His presence. You see, I see more clearly. Heaven comes down when I worship. I get glimpses of glory and I find my life. I obtain strength. Thank you, Lord. And I discover purpose. Yes, I've been bruised and I've been battered. But I've come to church low and cast down. But I have found in God's house comfort and consolation.
Yes.
I've been renewed and I've been restored in His divine presence. I have felt the quickening power of the Holy Ghost breathing in me new courage. How many could say I love church? Do you really? I wish I could cry it from the housetop into every house and every home of every professing Christian. If you love God, you really want to serve Him, you love being in His presence, you will make a desire and an effort to come to the house of the Lord and to worship Him and to give Him praise and to give Him honor. Where is the love? Where is the dedication? Where is it in this hour? My Lord, raise your hand and help us, God, this morning to love you and the place where your honor dwelleth. The Lord has put His name in the sanctuary. And when we come into that presence of God, God touches us.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You really want Him to touch you?
Come on.
Do you really, really, really want Him to help you? Do you really, really want Him to supply your needs and to work for you and help you and strengthen you and keep you? You better love Him. You better put Him first. You better first seek the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. You better make your way to the house of God. Don't you ever come to me and tell me you love God. You can go to work. You can go to Walmart, and you can go out shopping, and you can go. You won't come to the house of God. Come on. I'm not being mean, but I'm hurt and I'm concerned. You act like God's people's got mange.
Yeah.
Forgive me.
Come on.
I love you, Brother Jason.
Yes.
And I love my church. I love you. Yes, I do. But what would you miss? Come on. The very time you said, I just don't feel like rolling around. I don't feel like going. Can we stay home? Can we stay home, Mom and Dad? Come on. Just like Brother Jason said, peoples are looking at us. I said, peoples are looking at us. Are we dedicated?
Yes.
Are we consecrated?
Come on.
Are we working for the Lord? Are we doing what we know to do? The very day, the very night that you decide to stay home, that could have been a time for you to get help, you to get courage, for God to strengthen you, God to touch you. Come on, for God to bless you. That could have been your very time to get a healing. Oh God, there have been very, very time that God could have really moved for you, and you missed it.
Yes. Missed it.
Amen.
David said, I've been renewed for battle
in your presence. In your house of worship, God, I felt weights drop off of me.
Yes.
Oh, God. I've seen light shine through and break through in my darkness.
You're right.
In your house. When I left the Lord's house, I was ready to go another mile. His law and His precepts are my delight. His word gave me hope. Gave me hope. The singing of the songs of Zion and the praises lifted me to the next level. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'll serve you, God.
Oh, God.
Do you love Him this morning?
Yes.
Do you really, really love Him this morning? Can you stick your hand and say, Lord, Lord, I look to You. Don't never let me take for granted the blessings that I have and You have given me. Oh, God, I don't want to forget You. Yes, David would tell you, I'm a man after God's own heart. And I shall forever love His house. I will serve Him till I die. He's done me nothing but good.
Yeah.
That sounds so good, King David. Man, oh man. No wonder you said you was glad when they said unto you, let us go into the house of the Lord. You better believe it. David would say, man, I remember that time I was there and God blessed me. I shouted and I danced. I played the harp and I sung. Oh my, don't let me forget those times, Lord. Well, David, can you tell us some more? Tell us another secret of your success.
No.
What is it that keeps you and keeps you going, David? Well, I've told you my secret in Psalms 121. I've given you a clue in Psalms 122. Look what I wrote now in Psalm 123. David said unto thee, lift up. Lift I up my eyes, your eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, looking for something. And as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of her mistress, looking for a give out. Looking to be given something. David said, so our eyes wait. My, my, my. If your eyes are waiting, what are you doing? You're expecting something, ain't you?
Yes, amen.
Our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. Come on now. What are you saying here, David? Some of you here this morning. Now, David's standing beside him. He's got the microphone.